We have a very nice parliament by Renzo Piano, by the architect Renzo Piano, but you have the nicest parliament in the world, in my opinion. I had the opportunity in July of last year, in the parameters of the COSAC conference, where Hungary had the presidency of the Council of the European Union, and I had the privilege to speak for 3 minutes in your parliament. Mm-hmm.
Tavaly évben, júliusban a COSAC konferencia keretében abban a megtiszteltetésben volt részem, hogy az önök által szervezett konferencián magam is részt vehettem, sőt, egy 3 perces beszédet is tarthattam az önök országgyűlésében.
You had a meeting yesterday with the speaker of our house, because we are the same as Hungary, a unicameral. We have a unicameral system. I spoke with the speaker, and he is very happy with the fruitful discussions which you had.
Tájékoztattak arról, hogy a tegnapi napon házelnökünkkel folytatott megbeszélést. Elnök úr, ahogy ismeretes a mi országgyűlésünk is egykamarás, úgy, mint ahogy a magyar, beszéltem házelnök úrral, és házelnök úr arról tájékoztatott, hogy rendkívül elégedett azzal a gyümölcsöző egyeztetéssel, amelyet önnel folytatott, elnök úr.
Two countries, although Hungary is much bigger than Malta, we share a history with regards to our mission in the European Union. In the sense that we're relatively young in this union.
Bár Magyarország jóval nagyobb ország, mint Málta, az Európai Unióban azért mégis hasonló történelmi múlttal rendelkezünk, és ez azt jelenti, azt mondatja velem, hogy mindannyian relatíve új, ifjú tagjai vagyunk ennek az uniónak.
And therefore we have the same or similar challenges as regards adjustment of our society, of our economy, of our politics to a European system, and we're still, I believe, we are both undergoing a process of adjusting our systems, and at times we have to as well defend our positions because we have certain specificities or particularities which even the European Union institutions have to understand as well.
Ennek következtében mind a két országról elmondható, hogy jelenleg is zajlik egy olyan folyamat, amelyet úgy írnék le, hogy a társadalom, a gazdaság és a politikai élet alkalmazkodik az Európai Unió rendszeréhez, és ennek keretében időről időre szükséges az, hogy mindkét ország megvédje saját pozícióját, ugyanis ezekben a mi országainkban vannak bizonyos specifikumok és különlegességek, amelyek szükségessé teszik, hogy az Európai Unió is megértse ezeket.
As a Foreign and European Affairs Parliamentary Committee, with the help of both my colleagues who come from the opposition party, but we really try to do our best, our utmost, to reach a common position with regards to important issues which are a challenge with the European Union, such as our position with regards to the Middle East, which is an important issue for Malta, even due to our history, Ukraine, immigration, which are all important issues, both for us, and I'm sure that they are important issues as well for Hungary.
Itt mi az európai ügyek, illetve a külügyek bizottságában foglalunk helyet, és annak ellenére, hogy több kollégám az ellenzéket képviseli, mindenkiről elmondható, hogy mindent megteszünk, ami a lehetséges a számunkra annak érdekében, hogy egy közös politikai álláspontot alakítsunk ki, és hogy ezt képviselni tudjuk az Európai Unióban. Hiszen számos olyan külpolitikai jellegű kérdés van, ilyen például a közel-keleti helyzet, ami különösen fontos már a számára, de ide szeretném sorolni még Ukrajnát is, amelyek tehát nagyon fontosak a számunkra, de úgy gondolom, hogy Magyarország számára is éppen ennyire fontos.
But please, I wish to hear His Excellency the Speaker to address this committee as well. Thank you very much.
De szeretném átadni a szót elnök úrnak, hogy ő is szóljon a bizottságunkhoz.
Én tisztelt elnök úr, kedves kollégák, engedjék meg, hogy mindenek előtt megköszönjem a lehetőséget, hogy itt lehetünk, és időt szakítottam fel.
Deeply esteemed Mr. Chair and dear colleagues, first and foremost, allow me to thank you for this opportunity and thank you for the time that you have decided to spend with us.
Már valóban, ahogy említette a házelnök úrral, túl vagyunk egy érdekes beszélgetésen, és még a program nem fejeződött be, még egy oldottabb légkörű ebéd is előttünk áll, mert aztán folytatni tudjuk azokat a témákat, amelyeket megkezdtünk.
And indeed, as you pointed out, we already had a discussion with your speaker, that was a very fruitful discussion, and the visit is not over yet. We are going to have a more informal lunch, and I am sure that we will be able to continue discussing the topics that we had the opportunity to touch on yesterday.
És ma is nagyon érdekes beszélgetést folytatunk belügyminiszter úrral, azelőtt imént pedig éppen a Magyar Baráti Tagozat tisztelt tagjaival.
And as the meeting with the speaker was highly interesting, I can also say the same of my meeting and discussion with your Minister of Home Affairs and just recently with the members of the Hungarian Friendship Group in your Parliament.
Az idő rövidség ellenére nagyon is őszinte és lényegre törő beszélgetések voltak ezek, úgyhogy köszönjük szépen.
Due to the shortness of time, or in spite of the shortness of time, these discussions were very straightforward, very open, very frank, and very much to the point, for which we would like to say thank you.
Engedje meg, hogy az ön által eddig elmondottakhoz kapaszkodva, vagy kapcsolva szóval is néhány gondolat.
And let me also respond to a couple of the points that you have raised.
Zárója, köszönöm szépen a parlamentüket illető elismerést. Nekünk is nagyon tetszett az önök teljesen merőben más stílusú felfogású parlamenti évre, de ez is megérdemli az elismerést.
Well, first, thank you very much for your kind words of recognition about our parliament building, but let me point out that we also highly appreciate and very much like your parliament, although it is representing a different style.
Mi mindig azt szoktuk mondani a külföldi vendégeknek, akik dicsérik a országházat, hogy ez a világ második legszebb parlamentje.
What we say to our foreign guests who are praising the Hungarian parliament is that this is the second most beautiful parliament in the world.
Mindenkinek a sajátja az első, úgyhogy ha azt mondtam elnök úr, hogy az önöké az első az ő számára, én azt is megértettem volna, de ebben konszenzus van, mindenki az ötről második, az a biztos, hogy Magyarországon.
Well, because the most beautiful parliament for everyone is their own parliament. So if you have said that you think your parliament is the most beautiful and the Hungarian parliament is the second most beautiful in the world, I would have gladly accepted that. Because, however, let me underline that there seems to be a consensus on the Hungarian parliament's second position in terms of beauty.
És a jövőben is szeretettel látjuk a kollégákat, mert az együttműködésben szeretnénk erősíteni az ítéletünkkel a parlamenteink között, az nem korlátozódik, vagy szeretnénk, ha nem korlátozódna mindössze a parlamentek vezetésére, az elnökökre, esetleg az elnökökre és a baráti tagozatokra, hanem szakbizottsági szinten is érdemes lenne adott esetben konkrét ügyekhez kötődően keresni a konzultáció lehetőségét.
And we would like to underline that we hope to continue the cooperation that is emerging and that we have between our parliaments, and we would not like this cooperation and these exchanges to be restricted to the leadership level of our parliaments alone, meaning the speakers, the deputy speakers and the friendship groups. We are very keen on making sure that we engage in similar cooperation at the level of our relevant specialized committees as well.
Ami a közös kihívásokat illeti, én azt gondolom, az a legfontosabb kihívás ma a tagállamok számára az az Európai Bizottsággal, az Európai Parlamenttel és az Európai Bírósággal, tehát az intézményekkel kapcsolatos probléma, amit mi lopakodó hatáskör elvonásnak neveztünk el.
As for the challenges and the shared challenges that we have, we would like to argue that the number one challenge we have today has to do with our relations with the European Commission, the European Parliament, and the European Court of Justice. And the challenge I am referring to is a kind of sneaking deprivation or removal of powers from the member states by these institutions.
Mindenki elvárja Brüsszelben, hogy a tagállamok alkalmazkodjanak az Európai Unió szabályához meg rendszeréhez, ami egy legitim elvárás.
In Brussels, everybody expects member states to align themselves with the system and the expectations of the institutions of the European Union, which of course is a fully legitimate expectation.
Akkor is említette a nemzeti sajátosságok okán, viszont az is egy legitim elvárás a tagállamok részéről, hogy az Európai Unió intézményeik ezeket figyelembe vegyék.
However, given the fact that, as you so rightly laid out, the national member states have their own specificities, so therefore it follows from that fact that it is also a legitimate expectation on the part of the member states that the institutions of the European Union take these individual specificities into consideration.
Az Európai Unió, a mi álláspontunk szerint, ugyanis nem az Európai Unió intézményeit jelenti mindössze, sőt, elsősorban nem is azt, hanem elsősorban a tagállamokat jelenti. Mi hoztuk létre és hatalmaztuk fel az intézményeket a közös ügyek intézésére.
Because in our interpretation, the European Union is not equal to the institutions of the European Union, much rather it is equal to the member states of the European Union, because the Union itself was created by the member states. It is the member states that have empowered and mandated the European Union to manage the common affairs of the member states.
És azt tapasztaljuk, hogy az utóbbi időben az Európai Bizottság részéről elsősorban egy olyan hatáskör elvonási törekvés tapasztalható, ami nem támaszható alá semmilyen szerződéses
What we are seeing is, especially on the part of the European Commission, that there are repeated attempts made to withdraw authority from the member states, which attempts cannot be justified by any of the sections or points included in the treaties that have established the European Union.
Az esetek egy részében, főleg a bíróság segítségével a bizottság átértelmezi a szerződéseket, tehát kikerüli, vagy félreértelmezi azok az eredeti szándékától eltérően.
In a certain group of cases, what we are seeing is that the European Commission, with the support of the European Court of Justice, reinterprets the original meaning of the treaties It makes attempts to divert the meaning of these treaties from their originally intended meaning. Or simply steps over the rules that are laid out in these treaties.
Megengedni egy konkrét példával szeretném ezt most illusztrálni, és az, hogy milyen veszélyek jelennek ebben.
Let me illustrate what I mean to say through a specific example, and also point out to you the dangers and the threats that we believe this entails.
Az orosz-ukrán háborúnak a magyarázatába nem szeretnék belemenni, hiszen nincs annyi időnk, hogy ezt részletesen megvitassuk.
I will not go in, do not wish to go into the details of the Russian-Ukrainian war, and I will not offer any explanation due to the shortness of time. We cannot just discuss it in its completion.
Maradjunk annyiban, hogy Hadélyek Ferenc pápa kijelentésével, hogy ezt a háborút az oroszok kezdték, de nem az oroszok provokálták ki.
Suffice to say that I quote from Pope Francis, who said that this war was launched by the Russians, but it was not provoked by the Russians.
Ezt az Egyesült Államok korábbi demokrata vezetése provokálta ki, mert nagyon régóta.
It was provoked and has been for a long time provoked by the Democrat leadership of the United States.
Arról is lehetne beszélni, hogy a Minszki megállapodásban Franciaország és Németország tulajdonképpen az Unió nevében eljárva milyen dicsitelen szerepet töltött be, amit utólag úgy magyaráztak, hogy ők sem gondolták, hogy ezt be fogja bárki is tartani, csak időt akartak nyerni.
And let me also mention the Minsk agreements in which France and Germany acted on behalf of other European states, and we would like to argue that their role was disgraceful in this respect, and later they tried to explain away that this disgraceful role by saying that they themselves did not really mean it, did not take it seriously, and did not expect anybody to confer with the sections and the rules laid out in the Minsk agreements.
Amiről beszélni szeretnék röviden, az a Magyarország energiaellátásának a nemzeti specialitása.
The topic that I would like to briefly discuss is the national specificities of Hungary's energy supply.
Mi történelmi okból a szovjet rendszer, a Varsói szerződés és a KGST okán egyoldalú ki voltunk szolgáltatva, vagy elköteleződve az orosz energiahordozók irányába.
Due to historical reasons, and I would like to refer to the Warsaw Pact and the Comecon framework, so due to these historical reasons, Hungary developed a system which unilaterally or one-sidedly exposed Hungary to the energy carriers that were supplied by Russia.
Mind a forrás, mind a szállítás oldalról egyoldalúan Oroszországhoz voltunk kötve.
So both in terms of sources and in terms of transportation, we were tied to Russia in a one-sided way.
1990 után, különösen 98 és 2000, gyakorlatilag nem volt, első kormányunk idején, már akkor voltunk először az Európai Unió soros elnökei, akkor a prioritások között szerepelt a... jól mondom, ugye? Mikor? 2011-ben. Igen, igen. Akkor a prioritásaink között ott szerepelt a energiadiversifikáció egész Európa, illetve Közép-Európa számára.
In the period 1998 to 2000 and that... So also later in 2011, when we first assumed the position of the rotating presidency of the European Union, we put on our agenda as the president country of the European Union, energy diversification for the member states of the European Union.
És akkor a 2010 után egy szállítási úton alternatívát próbáltunk kiépíteni, a Nabucco távvezeték, a csővezeték néven vált az ismerté. Az egy Oroszország a kooperációban valósult volna ez meg.
And after 2010, we made a very clear attempt to lay down an alternative pipeline that was called Nabucco. It was to facilitate the transportation of energy, and it was realized in cooperation with Italy.
Az Európai Unió nemhogy nem támogatta ezt, hanem gyakorlatilag Németország elszabotálta, tehát megakadályozta ennek a megépítését.
At that point in time, not only that the European Union did not support the building of it, but Germany in particular sabotaged that it can be built.
Mert ők az északi áramlatban voltak érdekeltek.
And the reason was that Germany's interest laid in building the Nord Stream pipeline.
Most az Európai Unió azt akarja, hogy gyakorlatilag jövő évtől ne lehessen az utána szerződéseket.
Now the European Union is eager to prevent us from entering into long-term contracts with the Russians as early as from next year.
És 28-tól pedig egyáltalán semmilyen orosz energiahordozót ne lehessen az Európai Unióba használni.
And they are also eager that as of the year 2028, no energy carrier whatsoever with sources in Russia can be used in the European Union.
Mi saját erőből Azerbajdzsán és más közép-ázsiai országokkal, meg Törökországgal együttműködve gyakorlatilag megvalósítottuk a Nabucco-nak az utódát. Tehát van egy alternatív beszállítási útvonal.
Using our very own resources, however, we successfully created an alternative transportation route from that region, including Azerbaijan and other Central Asian countries. And as I said, we funded the building of this pipeline entirely from our own resources.
De a források és a szállítás útvonalnak a lecserélése egyik pillanatra a másikra. Ez nem csak, hogy fizikailag nem lehetséges, hanem anyagi forrás tekintetében sem tudnánk ezt megcsinálni.
But replacing our original resources and transportation routes is not only physically impossible overnight, but we also lack the adequate financial resources to do that.
Szóval elnök úr és kollégák, szerintem, hogy pontosan értik a mi problémánkat.
So, Mr. Chair and his colleagues, I am sure fully and accurately understand the problems that we have.
Ami közelről nézve egy energetikai probléma, ráadásul egy olyan szerződéses összefüggésben, hogy az energiamix összeállítás az a hatáskör, az a tagállamok kizárólagos hatáskörébe tartozik, tehát semmi köze nincs az Európai Unióhoz valójában.
And let me point out that the composition of the energy mix a country uses is fully in the hands of the particular member state concerned. The European Union has no mandate or authority whatsoever to get engaged in deciding about that. So if you look at it close up, it is just an energy problem.
Kicsit távolabbról nézve, ez valójában egy szuverenitási kérdés. Úgy viselkednek velünk Brüsszelből, hogy a 80-as években már Moszkvából sem engedték meg magunknak ezt.
So, but if you take a look at this issue from further afar, it becomes clear to you that it is a matter of sovereignty in the clearest sense of the word. The conduct that we are seeing being implemented against us from Brussels is such that we believe it would not have happened in the 1980s from Moscow side towards Hungary.
Az európai intézmények, különösen a bizottság részéről már a legegzisztenciálisabb érdekeinket is figyelmen kívül hagyják, és naponta vagyunk támadásnak kitéve. A migráció kérdése az előző két tárgyalásom szóba került, hozhattam volna onnan is példát, de szándékosan inkább most egy másik példával illusztráltam azt, hogy mi a probléma, és amit szeretnénk elérni a látogatással, hogy barátaink, kollégáink értsék azt, ami ilyen helyzetben ma Magyarország az európai intézményekkel szemben van, és ha lehet, akkor hadd kérjem a szolidaritásokat, nem csak a kormányzati szinten, hanem az Európai Parlamentben, meg a két oldalú parlament közi diplomáciában is.
So, as a result of these differences, we are the target of daily attacks by the institutions of the European Union, in particular by the European Commission, and our judgment or assessment of the situation is that currently our most fundamental existential interests are being ignored. So this is an example that I have quoted for the first time in front of or in your presence during our two former meetings, we discussed migration, and I quoted examples of a similar treatment in relation to migration to your colleagues present at those two previous meetings, but it was intentional that I wanted to speak about energy, this being a different example. But with all this in mind, I would like to underline that our goal with the visit we are paying to you today is to increase the level of understanding between our countries, and we would also like to kindly ask for your solidarity, hoping that once you understand our reasons, we will be able to engage in even greater solidarity with each other.
Thank you
very much. Dr. Honorable Fenek Adamu would like to do an intervention. Thank you very much.
Köszönjük szépen, elnök úr. Megkérem képviselőtársamat, hogy
thank you very much. I am Dr. Fenek Adamu. I come from the opposition.
Dr. Fenek Adamu vagyok, és nagyon szépen köszönöm a szót, ellenzéket képviselem.
Our countries are different in size, but we have so much in common.
Másabb érete a két
primarily that we started our it's an adventure, our reality in the European Union 21 years ago, when our respective citizens voted for the EU. And my first observation is that when the difference between Hungary and Moldova is that way back when we had our referendum, it was a very slight victory in favor of European membership. It was, I think, 51-52%. Whereas in your country it was 84% in favor of European membership. And when you fast forward that, today, 20 years later, out there, there's general consensus on the right decision Malta took 20 years ago on accession. And I think the last statistics indicate that there's a more than, I think, close to 90% approval of Malta's membership in the European Union. With regards to your country, I understand that the idea of a European membership today is less probably popular than it were 20 years ago. And I think at this stage, therefore, we should see whether what we aspired for within the European Union is what we got. Should I translate?
No, I understand.
Okay. And first of all, my first observation is that we should always remember that membership of the European Union goes beyond an economic union. Today we speak about a European Union which is a union of values which we are supposedly all to cherish, because not cherishing those values would not have made us eligible to be members of the European Union. We speak about the freedom of people, we speak about democracy, we speak about the respect of human rights, the rule of law. And I think we should never forget that beyond the economic benefits of being part of the European Union, we should always remember that there are values which distinguish us from probably other countries which are not members of the European Union. And I put this in a context, because the European Union, Europe, is going through a very delicate stage. Today we speak about a war in Europe. The unthinkable is happening again in Europe. And if I had to quote a Pope, I would quote Pope Leo, who just last Sunday spoke about a just peace, and not just a peace. And I think that should be fundamental for us members of the European Union, that an aggressor should not be vindicated, be ever justified to do what Russia did today. So I think beyond the close or lesser closer ties the respective countries have or still had or still have with Russia, we do have to understand and have to make things very clear. And I think that the position in our country is unequivocal in this, that in this conflict there is one aggressor, and that is Russia. Obviously we speak about migration, which again is a matter which is hotly debated in the European Union, which is very controversial, which is very relevant to the people out there in the street. And there again, I think we should never forget that there are even fundamental principles which should guide us in relation to the reality of migration, the respect of human rights, the respect of asylum seekers' rights, the determination of respective countries to work and fight organized criminality. So when we speak about the differences which may exist between us, let us never forget that we're speaking about persons who have fundamental human rights, and never forget as well that each state has the obligation to fight criminality, even in this aspect of immigration. Obviously, Europe faces another threat, the threat to its competitiveness. We've got a situation which looms around us where the United States of America, which I don't know what's the latest update on the situation, but I understand that there's the potential imposition of tariffs within a couple of weeks, unless the situation is resolved in the coming days. And then again, this is a test for the European Union, a test for the European Union to stand together. I think the message we as a small country with the European Union should be that we should stand together in front of this potential threat coming from the USA, potential threat coming from China, potential threats coming from outside forces, because whatever everyone says, the European Union as one union is probably the biggest economic force in the world today, provided that it stands together. Obviously, down south, we have our respective problems. We have the situation in the Middle East, which is very, 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 very preoccupying, and the situation in Libya, which is developing not in a very nice way. And that as well, I think we should never forget that the problems of southern Europe, the problems of the coastal states of Europe, where the reality of immigration, where the reality of conflict in the Mediterranean seems to be much closer than they are to the northern or the eastern members of the European Union. So I am here because I understand you've got to go financially soon. So whatever we may discuss, whatever where we can may not agree, let us never forget that we are part of the European Union, because beyond economic reasons, there are values which distinguish us from other unions or other states. And the moment we lose that, I think it would be a sad day for the European Union, which 20 years ago our respective peoples had rightly so chosen to become a member of. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Fenechadami. Okay. Thank you. Just to conclude, because as my colleague said, I mean, you had a lot of meetings, and I'm sure you...
We're going back to work.
An interesting lunch. But I agree with my colleague that we have to see the bigger and the general picture as well. And even Hungary, I read some figures as well, you are on the road of even economic, there are prospects for 2006, which is good for unemployment, for an economic recovery, which is very welcome. I still believe that the institutions, it is an ongoing, let's put it, struggle, maybe it's in inverted commas, to understand each other. There is the principle, as you said, in the treaties, the principle of conferral, that is, the institutions of the European Union have delegated powers from the member states. So the treaties, the origins of the treaties, are made by the member states. So the member states are giving powers to the Union. But obviously the institutions, it's quite evident that their intention is a closer integration. At times it works and it's positive. At times it hurts member states in particular interests. You mentioned energy. I believe, and I wrote it publicly, that I believe that the European Union waited too long time to be self-sufficient in an energy sector, which obviously resulted then in a sort of a panic and an knee-jerk reaction when problems took place. Honorable Fenechadami mentioned the unpredictability of the United States of America. Maybe we didn't see it, but it reinforces that we have to believe more as Europeans in our capabilities. We have to work together and be more self-sufficient. During your presidency, I told you I was at the parliament in Budapest, and one of the priorities of the Hungarian presidency, mentioned as well, rightly so, by Honorable Fenechadami, is EU competitiveness, our policy with regards to Asia, to particularly to China, to the United States. We have to be more aggressive and have a competitiveness and an economic policy which guarantees jobs for our EU citizens. I believe that these are our, apart from values of rule of law, of the respect towards minorities, that those are Article 2 of the treaties, which characterizes the European Union and the European citizens, which get us together. But I agree with you that we have to work together, but we have to understand more, as I said, the specificities of, because we are so diverse, at times diversity is something positive as well. The European Union is diverse. We are different, but we have the same values. And I believe that this is an ongoing struggle, let's do it, or some better word in the sense of approach, a balance which we have to, an equilibrium which we have to find with the European institutions. Thank you very much for this meeting. We can stay debating till this evening, but obviously I thank you for coming to Malta. Have a very nice day and have a very good lunch. Thank you very much.
Elnök úr, kedves kollégák, én is köszönöm még egyszer a lehetőséget, a beszélgetést, és ebből is látszik, hogy ugyanaz lezajlott, meg amilyen véleményeket kicseréltünk, hogy ezt nem hagyhatjuk abba, ezt mindenképpen folytatnunk kell.
Mr. Chair, dear colleagues, thank you on my behalf as well for the great discussion that we have just had and the points that we have exchanged, I think it speaks volumes for the fact that it cannot, our dialogue, our discussions cannot stop at this moment, at this point. It needs to continue.
De most nem változtathatjuk meg ennek urat, és azt hiszem, hogy...
But not now. We cannot make the speaker wait for us.
Úgyhogy nagyon-nagyon örömmel reagálnék az urak által elmondottakra.
I would be delighted to respond to the points raised by you, gentlemen, but...
De akkor maradjunk annyiban, hogy nagy örömmel várom önöket Magyarországon közeljövőben.
Let me just say at this point that I am keenly looking forward to your visit to Hungary in the near future. Mindig nagy öröm.
Thank you.